It's a dark and stormy night on Spooky Hill. The moon hides behind dark, foreboding clouds, and the wind whips the treetops. Somewhere deep in the ancient forest that surrounds Spooky Hill, an animal, maybe a wolf, howls into the night, and the cry is answered almost immediately by another.
The clouds momentarily part, and the moonlight reveals two small figures emerging from the ancient forest and hurrying up along the winding path towards the imposing building that sits on the crest of Spooky Hill.
Spooky Hill is really more of a castle than a hall with high, dark stone walls, ornate glass windows, and a huge, imposing dark oak door that looks like it could keep an army at bay. Despite Newbern's windows, the hall appears to be in total darkness, with not one welcoming light signaling that anyone is home.
As the two children approach the entrance to Spooky Hall, they pause, looking apprehensively at the huge wooden door and the dark, uninviting building behind it. They start to talk in hushed, hurried tones, gesturing towards the hall and the forest below before eventually appearing to come to an agreement. They start forward once more.
There it is again, Jack. I tell you, I think it is a wolf. We have to stop here and see if anyone is in. We really don't have any choice.
I know, Jude the Dude, but look at this place. Looks like the castle from every spooky TV show I have ever seen. Look, it has a moat, a drawbridge, and even gargoyles. I tell you, this place gives me the creeps, and I think we should continue on the path. Maybe there will be another house or a village or something.
Don't be silly, Jack. It is just an old building, and we can see for miles on this hill. There's nowhere else to go. It looks like it is going to rain any second, and don't forget the wolves.
I bet there isn't anyone in anyway. Look, there are no lights on. Who would sit in darkness on a night like this?
We still need to try. Without our tent, we will get soaked, and who knows what other wild animals might be lurking in the forest.
What monsters?
What did you say?
Oh, nothing, Jude the Dude.
You weren't letting your imagination get the better of you again, are you? Just remember the trouble you caused when you were certain that pirates were digging for treasure at the end of the street. Dad had to spend ages on the phone apologizing to the telephone company.
Well, I admit I was wrong about things that time, but don't you think it is a little fishy, us ending up here? What with the phone breaking, the signpost pointing in the wrong direction, and that giant black dog running off with our tent pole?
You're being silly. It is just a series of unfortunate coincidences, and we are lucky the path led us to this place at all.
I suppose you might be right, but I would rather we look for somewhere else all the same.
Well, you can do what you like, but I am going to knock on this door and see if there is anyone inside who can help us. Are you coming?
Hold on, Jude the Dude. I'm coming. Come on, Jude the Dude. There is no one in. We best get back to the forest path and see if we can find another house.
No, hold on, Jack. It's opening.
Yes?
Oh, hello. I am sorry to bother you, but my brother and I are in a little bit of a pickle. Close your mouth, Jack.
Yes?
We were supposed to be camping in the forest, but the signposts all pointed in different directions. I dropped my phone in a puddle, and a big dog ran away with our tent pole. We were just wondering whether we could use your phone to call our mom.
Well, we don't have a telephone at Spooky Hall, but I suppose that it would be okay for you to come in for a few minutes. I think it is about to rain.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Quite. Well, welcome to Spooky Hall. My name is Higgins. It is getting late. Time for me to wake the master and the mistress anyway. Please wait here, and I'll inform them of your arrival.
Jack and Jude the Dude find themselves in a long, high-ceilinged hallway with huge, sweeping staircase that splits in two and leads off to the left and the right. Ancient-looking paintings and tapestries line the walls, and two large suits of armor guard the base of the stairwell. The hallway is well lit by rows of candles running the length of the room and a giant candelabra hanging over the stairs.
The windows are all covered in thick black curtains that stop all light from escaping the room and no doubt stop any daylight just as effectively.
The children watched as the huge figure of Higgins slowly ascended the staircase and disappears through a wooden door to the left.
Still so sure this was a good idea?
You are being silly, Jack. I am sure there is nothing to be alarmed about.
Alarmed? Didn't you hear him? He is going to wake the master and mistress. It is only 8 o'clock in the evening.
Maybe they like to go to bed early.
Or maybe they like to live in a spooky castle. Sleep all day and make sure that the curtains kept out the sunlight. You know what I'm talking about?
You're being silly, Jack. There's no such thing as a vamp.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to Spooky Hall. I am Count Von Leaf. Higgins tells me that you managed to get lost in the forest and something about a big black dog. Well, no matter. You are here now, and tonight you will be an honored addition to our dining table.
We need to get out of here right now.
For once, I agree with you, but the door is shut tight and I don't think we could open.
What are you two whispering about?
What? Oh, nothing. How do you get down here so fast? You were at the top of the stairs a second ago.
Darling, you should have told me we had guests. I would have changed into something special.
You look ravishing as ever, my dear. We do indeed have two young guests, although I do not know their names.
Oh, sorry. My name is Jude the Dude, and this is my brother, Jack. We were lost in the forest and a big black dog stole our tent pole. It looks like there is going to be a tremendous storm and we thought we would have to spend the night up a tree or something until we spotted your house. I was hoping to use your telephone to call our mom, but...
Nonsense. You will stay the night in Spooky Hall as our guest. As I said, my name is Count Von Leaf and this is my beautiful bride, the Countess Von Leaf. We don't often get visitors to Spooky Hall, so we will certainly make a change to our usual dinner plans.
Yes, welcome to our humble home. You will stay here tonight, and Higgins can take care of you in the morning. Have you children eaten yet? I am dying for a bite myself, but will wait until dinner time. Higgins!
Yes, my lady.
Oh, good. Please show our guests to their rooms and prepare two extra places at the table.
Very good, my lady.
Oh, Aunt Higgins, where's my little Fluffy tonight?
I believe that he was out in the forest earlier, but returned a while ago. And I believe that he is in the dining room now.
Good. Then it is all settled. Higgins will see you to your room, and we will join you to eat in a short while.
With that, Count and Countess Von Leaf abruptly turned and ascend the staircase. Higgins shuffles over to collect the stunned children and indicates that they should follow him through the ornate doorway at the end of the hall. Jude the Dude and Jack stand still for a second, but realize they had little choice. Turn to follow the giant butler.
They pass through the door into another big room, which was dominated by a large dining table, already set with four places, as if Higgins had known they would be coming all along. Below the table, the children's eyes are drawn to a huge black dog that was happily chewing on a smooth wooden tent pole.
The children turn to each other. This was going to be a very interesting night.